These protesters praised the scorching heat of the capital Islamabad in the holy month of Ramadan to condemn the target killings of Shia Muslims in the southwestern Pakistan. They represent the Hazara tribe, which has become the target of sectarian killings in the country's Balochistan province. According to human rights organizations, close to 700 Shia Muslims have been killed in the province since 2004. Last week alone, 7 people were gunned down in Quetta when their bus was attacked by heavily armed pro-Taliban militants.
And behind all these killings, there has been a single banned organization, militant outfit, Lashkar-e-Jangvi, which has been claiming all these massacres. And this is unfortunate to see that government has not captured even a single of the banned organization.
Nasir Ali Shah, who is a member of the ruling Pakistan People's Party and also a lawmaker from Quetta, accuses the foreign forces of being behind the unrest in Balochistan.
I can say here, in categorical terms, that the US is behind the unrest in Balochistan. The Americans want to take control of the natural resources of the province by creating instability.
The growing incidents of violence against the Shia community in the province have compelled many people to leave the area. Amjad Hussain was until recently working as correspondent for a Pakistani news channel in Quetta.
It was on 16th April, I received some threatening call from unknown number in which somebody told me that you escaped this time, but you won't next time. So I consulted with my family members and I also consulted with my employers and I requested them to please transfer me to other city because I'm facing serious threats here in Quetta city.
He held the government responsible for deteriorating law and order situation in the province.
But the problem is that these elements cannot be eliminated by the government yet, despite a lapse of over 12 years. So it shows that the government and its law enforcing agencies, they are also supporting and backing these organizations.
In a recent visit to the province, the country's army chief denied allegations that intelligence agencies were behind the killings and abductions in Balochistan.
The country's president has also taken notice of the worsening law and order situation in Balochistan and called a meeting of the concerned authorities next week in Islamabad to discuss the issue. However, these protesters say they want to see an immediate action on the ground to put an end to the growing incidents of target killings in the province. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.